I pray you will show the soldier tonight that's concerned about you. He loves you more than you love yourself. He's got more to say to you than you've got to say to yourself. He healed his blood for you. He died for you. Glory to God. Normally I'd go ahead and have an altar call right now with these promptings of the Spirit, but I feel the Lord has laid his message on my heart. It is just right along exactly the same line that the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us about. I might cut it real short. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but I'm at least going to start on it because I feel like that's what the Lord wants. Praise God. Let this stay open to God tonight. He's wanting to do things in this service. The Spirit of the Lord is wanting to accomplish eternal things in our hearts tonight. Glory to God. I feel His presence, but I don't even know what I can't preach to
Praise God.
Open your Bibles to the 103rd Psalm, if you will, please. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. 103rd Psalm. I'm going to try to read the first 5 verses if I can stop there. The beautiful Psalm, Psalm, Psalm. 103rd Psalm, beginning with verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgive not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle of himself. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his actions unto the children of men. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor warned us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are but dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thou shall know it more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness in the children's children, to such as keep his covenant to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Heavenly Father, we love you so much tonight that we sense a substitute keen presence of the Spirit of the Lord in this service. It's an unusual presence of God, a tender, sweet Spirit of God. God, it brings tears to our eyes, and it brings the throb in our heart that love reaches out toward the precious Son of God. God, I pray right now, Lord, that that same sweet Spirit that is here will come and rest upon you, servant Lord. And would anoint me to preach this word which you have laid in my heart, O God. It's a power and demonstration of the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, that this word might just sweep out over this congregation and might perform that which it is sent forward to do according to the will of God. Lord, open every heart in this place like a flower to receive what they need from you. For surely you're in this place, and your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I'm going to be preaching tonight on the benefits of God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to God. You know, there's a lot of people right out here in Fort Hood that have got a lot of years in the Army because of the wonderful benefits there are in serving our nation in the military. You just can't hardly beat the retirement plan. There's hardly a better one anywhere in any industry. So if the military type lifestyle doesn't bother you, you're perfectly willing to go through whatever they ask you to go through because of the benefit that you get from serving in the service. I enjoyed the benefits when I was in the service. I got all my teeth fixed for nothing, didn't cost me a cent. Got my wife shipped to Japan and back, didn't cost me a cent. I ate food from the commissary cheaper. I had free medical help. I had a lot of benefits, and if I had been willing to stick with it a few more years, and Lord hadn't had other plans for my life, I'd have been able to retire in about, 8 or 9 years now. I'd be retired. Praise the Lord.
Sounds pretty good.
Praise God. But you know what? There's wonderful benefits to serving in the military. And there's wonderful benefits in other places. I went to work for Shell Oil Company after I got out of the military, not because they paid more money than Gulf, and then Texaco, and then Unirol, and then all these other places that I could have gone to work for, but because of the wonderful benefit package they had. You couldn't beat it. I put a dollar, I could put 10% of my check in a special fund, and I put $1 in there, and Shell would match it with a dollar. Dollar for dollar. Every one I put in there, they put one in there. And then it'd draw interest on top of that. Plus, they paid all my retirement, all my insurance, and I only had to pay a third of my hospitalization insurance. Now, that's pretty good benefits. Good company to work for. Had good benefits. But praise God, we're in the place tonight to check the most wonderful, far-out benefits that you can imagine. Glory to God. There's nothing like the benefits of the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory.
There's nothing like knowing Jesus and all the wonderful benefits that flow from the cross.
Praise God. Amen.
There's a stream 10 miles wide flowing from Calvary tonight.
Oh, hallelujah.
From me, and I can't possibly get into all of them. But I'm going to hit a few of them tonight. Praise God is the Lord allows. David said, "He forgiveth all thine iniquities." Glory to God. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it also says the wages of sin is death.
That's right.
We're all dead in our sins. And we're captured by them. We're found by them. But praise God, one of the benefits of Calvary is the blood. Jesus,
right.
Glory to God,
amen.
It covered all our sins.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, I don't care.
Oh, hallelujah.
They can be white as stone, they can be red like crimson. They can be as wool. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, he forgives all our iniquities. Hallelujah, he separates them as far as the east is from the west. He casts them in the sea of his forgetfulness, and he never brings them up again.
Right.
Now, people will tell you they forgive you, but they won't forget about it. And if you get them good mad, they'll have to drag that back up again, see? I won't make you perfect.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God, those people, they'll do that to you. They'll say, "I've forgiven you and I forgot." But if you get them talking about it again, sometimes it's quite apparent that they haven't quite forgotten it because it begins, their face begins to turn red, the veins in their neck begin to stick out, see? And they haven't quite forgotten it or forgiven you for it, like they said. But God's not know the head running men drop down into the devil.
That's right. Amen.
That's the work of the devil to beat us down in condemnation. It's the work of the devil to beat you over the head with guilt. If you come to Calvary and confess it to the Lord, he said, I'm faithful and just to forgive them their sins and cleanse them from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He that remembered again, that's not the Lord, and that's one of the benefits of
the yeah.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm alive forevermore tonight in Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God. I don't even think I'm going to get to cross the Jordan or dead. I think I'm going to be changed in the moment and quit the Lord. Just go from one way or to another and quit the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But that's only one benefit of the cross.
That's right.
And in that same verse, he said, you healeth all thy diseases. Praise God. You talk about health insurance. Man, you talk about some good insurance who healeth all our diseases and it doesn't cost you a cent. Now, I've checked on hospitalization insurance coverage. I don't have any right now other than this coverage I'm reading about here. I can't pay for it other than this coverage I'm reading about here. But I checked on the prices, and the cheapest thing I could come up with was $60-some-odd a month.
That's right.
Man, that's high. And what if I don't get sick? I hate the thought of putting that money in somebody's pocket, you know? And I sure don't want to get sick. But can you imagine having 10 years and never use it? That's a lot of money.
Right.
But praise the Lord. I know a great physician tonight who doesn't charge a cent and who's never failed to heal any disease that anybody came to him from anywhere of any time, any age that man has been on the earth. The great physician, the Lord Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Heal the lame. Heal the sick. He cast out the devil. He did whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Ain't never a man went away sick after the
privilege
of God.
Praise God.
Praise God, he's got a perfect record. Hallelujah. You know, even our best surgeons have had a little slip of the knife before, and they don't have a perfect record. But Jesus of Nazareth has a perfect record, and never one came to him. He healeth all our diseases. Healing and health is one of the benefits of the cross. You know, there was a man that took a voyage from the ship. I'm still on the benefits of the cross tonight. It was a man that took a voyage on the ship one time. You may have heard this illustration, but if you haven't, you're going to hear it again. And he had to save all his money just to get the ticket. Took everything he had to buy the ticket, but he was coming to the new world. He was thrilled to death. So he got his ticket on the steamship line. He was in the sail. And he wouldn't have any money for the meal, so he brought him a bunch of cheese and crackers along with him. And every day when everybody else would start to go up there to the big dining hall to eat, he'd go down in his cabin in the ship, and he'd eat his cheese and crackers. And every day this went on all the way until the very last day of the voyage. He began to count his money, and he thought, man, I believe I've got enough money just for one meal. Said, I believe I can afford just one meal in the big dining room. So he went upstairs, he got in the seat in the big dining hall, and he sat down with this fellow, and this guy said, say, said, I haven't seen you up here eating. So where have you been all this time? He said, well, see, you know, it took all my money to buy my ticket. I didn't have anything left over at all, so I've been having cheese and crackers down in my room every day until this last day, and I saved up enough to buy me. And the fellow said, didn't you know that the price of the meal for a good meal is sufficient? Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it is with us.
That's right.
The gift of the cross, then you know that was paid in Calvary.
Oh, hallelujah.
There's benefits that flow from Mount Calvary that we don't even know about.
That's right.
And it's not God's fault that we sell these cheese and crackers when he's already paid for the sin.
Praise God.
Glory to God. You can eat cheese and crackers if you want to, but I'm going to have some of the steak.
That's right.
Glory to God. And in particular tonight, I want to look at one area of benefits. Because if you don't know you have these benefits, you probably aren't using them. But you're going to know after tonight, there's going to be no reason why you can't use them. Praise God. I'm talking about the benefits of the Spirit-filled life. Boy, there's more benefits to Pentecost than power, I'll tell you that. Praise God, and I'm going to cover some of them tonight. The baptism in the Holy Ghost makes Jesus more real to us. John 15 and 26 reads, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me."
Yes.
And then in John 16 and 14, "He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you." When the Holy Spirit comes, he doesn't toot his own horn. He doesn't brag about the Spirit of God. He doesn't say all these things about the Holy Spirit of God. He talks about Jesus and makes him real to you.
Yes, amen.
You want to know more about Jesus? Know more about the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. That's one of the benefits of the Spirit-filled life. If you know Jesus better than you ever knew him before.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts 4 and 13 has something for us along this same line. Praise the Lord. If I can get to it here. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus."
Yes.
Now I want you to notice when this incident happened. They ever said that about the apostles before? They never said anything about that before. I mean, all four of the Gospels I've read them a dozen times or a hundred times. I don't know how many times I've read them. They haven't found anywhere where they said that about the disciples or the disciples. But after the day of Pentecost, when they called them in for preaching the Gospel and all these people were getting saved and the Jews were beginning to feel threatened and beginning to feel scared because they were afraid the little playhouse was going to be torn down and they were going to lose out from the people and they were jealous of all these things, they called these men in and they began to say, "What in the world is going on here? Tell us about this stuff." And these ignorant and unlearned men began to reel off to them all about Jesus from the apostles and the prophets way back here in the law and tell them about Jesus. And they said and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
They've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but what they saw wasn't that they've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but that they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise God.
Glory to God. And that's one of the benefits of the Spirit-filled life. The baptism in the Holy Spirit puts us in a better position to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. This is one of the most wonderful benefits of Pentecost. Luke 4 and 1, right after Jesus' baptism. "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. John 16 and 13 says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is our leader and our guide.
Yes, he is.
And if you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you're wandering around wondering what in the world's going on, it's a benefit to let alone your experience that you're not obeying yourself on. That's the lead of the Spirit of God. It's one of the benefits. Go to the package. Hallelujah. And you know how you get to appreciate that benefit? Say, "Lord, I understand from the Word of God that the Spirit of the Lord is now my leader, my guide. He's going to lead the way of the Spirit." And you yield yourself to the Spirit of God, he will. When you come to the service, you lay yourself open and say, "Lord, I'm laying myself, I'm yielding myself to you that I be led of the Spirit of God in this service. I'm making myself available to be led of the Spirit of God." And that way, if the Spirit of the Lord wants you to come and speak to someone about going to the altar, He can lead you to give a message in tongues. He can lead you to give interpretation. He can lead you to lay hands on the sick and they shall be saved. Hallelujah! This is one of the benefits of this Pentecostal package that we get when we're baptized in the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is like shining an arm to a saved prayer life. Glory to God. I want to read you some scriptures from Romans. I know you've all heard these, but we're going to hear them again. Romans 8 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We need the Spirit of the Lord to help us in our prayer life, because we don't know how to pray, y'all. We don't even know how to pray. We think we're so smart sometimes, but we don't even know how we ought to pray, it says right there. There's a lot of times when I don't know how to pray.
Right.
A whole lot of times my selfish ambitions and my selfish reasons might be standing in my way, keeping me from knowing how to pray. But the Spirit of the Lord knows how to pray. He knows the mind of God because He is God.
Yes.
Glory to the Lord. He's a member of the Trinity. He knows what's going on in heaven. Hallelujah. And he knows what's going on in earth. And he knows what's going on in your life. And he knows what needs to be done. Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord will lead you. And he will come and help you when you pray. Praise the Lord. We need the Spirit of the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
A lot of times I get down to pray and I can't get
praise
anything
God.
Done. You know what I do when I have that trouble?
Hallelujah.
I say, sweet Holy Spirit, come and help me pray.
Amen.
And he begins to help me in my prayer in my mother tongue. Praise the Lord. And if it gets too complicated, I know how to pray. Praise the Lord. I can pray in the Spirit. And when I pray in the Spirit, I'm praying according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Yes. And if I don't know how to pray, then the Lord lays somebody on my heart and I don't know what for, I can pray in the Spirit for that individual. And I'm praying according to the will of God. Interceding for that individual. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord helps us in our prayer life. Besides all that, He gives you an attitude that you want to pray. Pray for. Glory to God. He puts a bigger desire in your heart to pray. Glory to God. You want to spend more time with Jesus, huh? Because you know Him a little bit better. And every time you get to know Jesus a little bit better, you just want to spend more time with Him. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord really helps you in your prayer life. And besides all that, not only in leading you what to pray, it says in Jude 20, but ye being building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. As you are praying in the Spirit, as you are praying in tongues, for others, you're building up your own faith.
Right.
Two things are happening when you're praying in the Spirit. You're praying for somebody according to the will of God, and your own faith is being built up at the same time. Well,
right.
When we speak in another tongue, we edify ourselves. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You build yourself up. It's just like adding faith to what you've got. Adding more Christ to what you've got. Be more what He wants you to be. Hallelujah. You're built up in Him. Glory to God. We will pray in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14 says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also.
Yes.
Paul admonishes us that we ought to pray in the Spirit. And he said later on there that I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than y'all. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You may not have realized it when you were baptized in the Holy Spirit, but you were given a prayer life. Praise God. You were given a prayer language, and if you're not using it, you're like the guy that we gave you. Praise God. You could be dying in the garden. To be the prophets of Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. One of the benefits of the Spirit-filled life. The baptism in the Holy Spirit helps us worship and praise God more effectively. John 4:23, the last part of that verse in 24 says, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, who in the world would be a better person to have helping you worship God in spirit and in truth than the Holy Spirit God Himself? Hallelujah. He helps us worship God like we ought to worship God. Praise God. In fact, tongues is the language. When you begin to pray in tongues, when you begin to pray in the Spirit, when you're worshiping God, And you begin to go off and pray in your heavenly language, you're blessing thy will, Paul said in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 14. Hallelujah. You're blessing God well. You're giving thanks well. Hallelujah. You're doing a good job of praising the Lord, is what he's saying, when you praise him in your heavenly language. Glory to God.
Amen.
And there's something about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, not even considering tongues, just has an effect on you. It just makes you want to praise the Lord. It just makes you want to thank Jesus. It just makes you seem to fall more in love with him. And the natural thing flowing from the heart of someone that's in love with Jesus is just to praise him, worship him, magnify him.
Yes.
Glory to God. It's one of the common marks of Pentecost. Glory to God. It helps us worship him as well, too. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit opens the door into the nine gifts of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now, Paul tells us in that chapter that these gifts of the Spirit are for the good of the church. All the church profits when the gifts of the Spirit are in operation in the church. Now in this service tonight, we've had the gift of prophecy, and we've had the gift of tongues and interpretation. Those are the three utterance gifts, or the three vocal gifts, you might say, of the Spirit. And then we've had the working of miracles and healings and faith in operation in this service.
Praise God.
I tell you what, I've heard some testimonies that were a result of these three, of the power
praise
of
God.
The working of miracles, healing, and faith to believe God for the miracles. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And then there's the other gifts, and they've also been in operation in this revival. The gift of divine wisdom, the gift of divine knowledge, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. And to discern the Spirit to decide whose Spirit this is. Yes. Praise the Lord. These things
praise
are important
God.
And they help edify the body
yes.
of Christ.
It God.
Tells us that we should seek earnestly the best gift.
That's right.
And I'll tell you how to interpret what the best gift is. If everybody's sitting in the place, is cold and well, and nobody's sick, the best gift is not the gift of peace. See? The best gifts are the ones that are needed. Praise God, the ones that are needed to meet the need of the best gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're supposed to seek earnestly the best gift, and particularly to prophesy. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And every one of you, if you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, has nine gifts of the Spirit potentially in your life.
That's right.
Glory to God. All nine of them are part of the benefit package.
Praise
of
God, God.
When you were baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's just a matter of seeking and asking
right.
and yielding and letting the Spirit of the Lord move on you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can be the one that's giving messages. You can be the one that's interpreting. You can be the one that's prophesying. You can be one that's laying hands on the sick. You can be one that has a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. You can be one that discerns the Spirit. These things are for the church, and we, as the body of Christ, the Spirit-filled believers, all of us have nine gifts, particularly in our life. There's the Spirit of the Lord there, isn't he?
Yes.
And the gifts of the Spirit, the one self-same Spirit, he's the one that dispenses these
manifestations.
Right. Glory to God. So that's one of the benefits. If you haven't been using the gifts of the Spirit, you ought to open yourself up to God. But the Holy Spirit admonished us tonight to open up our hearts and receive from God what we need.
Yes.
Glory to God. Well, you've already received something, Tommy, that you're letting laid on. Hallelujah. Which God desires, and it's his will, for you to develop this thing and to open yourself up that you can be used in this way, and it'll help you, it'll encourage you. Praise God in the church
right.
will benefit by it also.
Amen.
And the baptism in the Holy Spirit helps conform us to the image of Christ, or it helps us to grow in God, or it helps to build up Christian character in us. Now, we win the world because of Christ's life. We don't win the world only because of what we say. We win the world by what we say and by what we live. And
praise
if you
God.
Act exactly like the world acts, regardless of what you tell them, they're not going to pay much attention to.
Praise God.
See, if you think like the world thinks, regardless of what you tell them, they're not going to pay much attention to. And if you act like they do, if you have a tendency to lie, if you have a tendency to steal, if you have a tendency to get mad and draw off a handle, if you have a tendency to act and react just like the world does, how in the world do you expect the world to believe you're not of this world? Christian means Christ.
Amen.
And the baptism in the Holy Spirit. As we allow the Spirit of the Lord to work in our lives, and this is a growing process, it's not instantaneous, but as we allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in our hearts and lives, the nine fruits of the Spirit begin to manifest themselves in us. And these are listed in Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 22nd and the 23rd verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah. This category of people in
the
Is this the kind of person you are? A loving person, a joyful person, a peaceable person, one that has a lot of patience, one that's gentle, not one that's harsh, but one that's gentle, a good person, full of faith, meek person, not always one you get the credit for everything, temperate in all that you do. See, there's no law against that thing. And these things, the world, when they see in us, they know these aren't characteristics of the world, but they're characteristics of another world.
Hallelujah.
And the baptism in the Holy Spirit will help you develop these characteristics in your life. There's an awful lot of benefits tonight to flow.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you know what? You know what? You're just exactly like the man sailing on the ship, eating the crackers and cheese. And we're going to get to heaven one of these days. And we're going to come up there. And we're going to hear the Lord say, "Didn't you understand all that was taken care of the cattle?"
Praise God.
You could have been enjoying the blessings of that all along. I took care of every bit of it. It was all in the Christ of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's wonderful benefits for the cattle. And the Holy Spirit of God is admonishing us to take advantage of these things. He's saying, I am happy.
Yeah.
It thrills me, and I get excited when I can meet your needs.
Hallelujah.
That is something that thrills God to be able to meet our needs. He loves to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't you like to do something for somebody? Doesn't it give you a good feeling when you can do something for somebody? When you have the opportunity to do something for somebody, it gives you a good feeling.
Oh.
And the person you did it for gives you a good feeling. And that's the way it is with God. There's more to flow from the cross. Hallelujah. And Jesus wants to bestow something you don't. Hallelujah. Are you taking advantage of your life now? Are you living up to your potential now? If you're there, you can't do that. If you're there, you can't do that. Please, will you do it?